to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the living truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in this evening here, where we're just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. And again, want to thank you. Just before we get started, we are going to jump right into this episode. As you can see, I have someone sitting right beside me. I will introduce this lovely lady in just a second. But this episode, which we are calling Giving Thanks, we know this is we just come out of Thanksgiving, and we want to wish you all a belated happy Thanksgiving. And we hope that your Thanksgiving period with family, or however you chose to spend it, was pleasant. And but you know, we don't give thanks just on one day, but we should always give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. And so we wanted to also take advantage of this time, this moment, to also give thanks and to tell of what the Lord has done, to speak of his deeds. And so, his great deeds. But again, just before we jump into this episode, again, we wanted to show you how you can get in touch, get in contact with us. You can always email us at straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. The straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. You can frequent our websites, straighttruthradio.com, and the number 4 straighttruth.org. So that's straighttruthradio.com. And also for straighttruth.org. Also, you know, we're here live right now, but when we finish, we load up the episodes on the podcast platforms. And so instead of trying to explain all of that as we have in the past, we got everything in the Linktree app. So you can search Linktree and then Straight, that's STR and the number 8, Straight True, TRU, Straight True Rad. That's Linktree, and then just search Straight True Rad. And so that is it. We want to thank you again, those who are watching us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and then those who listen again on the podcast platform. We want to thank our IG audience, also Instagram audience. We want to thank you. And so now I want to introduce the person who I always talk about sometime, program director, The one who is behind the scenes and with the clipboard. You see me sometimes off camera, and I'm, you know, whatever, this is the one right here.
Which is where I prefer to be.
right. I tried to get her, so if you see the height differential here, it's because she refused to take the big chair. I tried to make her sit in a big chair, and I wanted her to handle all this smoke, all this stuff behind the
Not
scenes.
On the first try.
And she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it.
Now, this is your show.
So, but we have the lovely Maya Kelly. And my wife, my girlfriend for the past 26 years.
Hi, everybody.
And so I'm glad that she's here. And again, we're talking about giving thanks. And this is this particular episode, subtopic, a testimony of healing during a season of pestilence. And so if you notice, we have been talking about this virus, and we refer to the scripture as we talked about this virus and handling the virus. And if you remember, we never said anything derogatory or negative about how you handle the virus, whether whether you felt led to take a vaccine or not, or, you know, whatever, that was on you, was according to your faith. But what we did always promote was, number one, we promoted the scripture. The Bible told us, Jesus told us in Matthew 24, that these things were going to happen. Famines, pestilence, wars, rumors of wars. He said all these things were going to happen. And you say, well, hey, that's been happening all the time. But how long have these things, but how many times, how often have all these things culminated and happened at the same time? So when we give proof or try to display proof for why we're living in the end times, we can definitely look and say, because this is happening, that is happening, this and whatever. But when this plague hit us like it hit us, and we were promoting, remember Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Well, one of the powers of the enemy is sickness and disease. He gave his disciples power over sickness and disease also. And so we were always promoting, hey, use the power. Let's use what we got. Use what God gave us. Let's use the power. What are we going to do with Jesus? So work that power. Work that power. And so during the thick of, you jump right in whenever you're ready. Well, I am introducing you. We're jumping here whenever you get ready. Right. But in the thick of this plague, and as we were handling, praying for those who had been sick and seeing, you know, healing take place, and those who we prayed for, and also securing our house, in the thick of it, we had the testimony that, you know, we were whole, and we were thankful for that. But then there came a point this year where that plague, that virus plague, hit our household. And so at this point, we want to turn it over to my wife, Maya, and just let her begin to talk and say what it is she wanted to say.
So in August, month of August, September, and October, I came down with pneumonia and a pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lung due to the virus. And as my husband was saying, you know, there were so many people praying and applying the word of God. So many churches were praying on my behalf. So many churches were praying.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Each and every church that prayed, the church families that prayed, the family members that prayed, and friends that prayed. And prayer works. So we have to know and understand that prayer works, that prayer allows things to happen in the supernatural. But we have to pray those things first. We should never cease from praying. The Bible tells us that. And we should pray for one another for healing. So not only that, not just healing, but the Bible commands us to pray for one another. So during this time, I needed people to intercede for me. I prayed for my mom last year. This time last year, she was plagued again with the virus, and she was part of the vulnerable population, but the Lord delivered her. He will deliver us through our prayers and people that intercede for us in the church and the saints interceding for us. He will deliver us. So I thank God for that, all the churches that prayed for me. And the Lord dealt with me because I'm going to be honest. During the time when I was battling and trying to get well and, you know, seeking healing and praying and talking with God, I did say, Lord, you know, I quoted Psalms 91 every day. Every day I quoted Psalms 91 because the word of God gives us power and authority here on earth. And we have to believe in the word of God and believe that his word has power. So I quoted his word. That's why he left it here for us. And I said, I shouldn't be dealing with this right now. And that's kind of like how I felt. That was, as we talked about, condemnation.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord dealt with me and he through his word. And he said to me, he took me to the scripture that says, Maya, I pray that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brother. So when you are converted, when you are healed.
When you've gone through.
When you've gone through, strengthen your brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that word of God and that word that he gave me, I guess, peace or comfort, that to know that God was praying for us. That's what that scripture means. He says, I pray that your faith fail not.
Right.
So my husband talks about starting in faith, staying in faith, and finishing in faith. And that word of God gave me comfort to know that God converted or healed, or when you've gone through it, he said, once you've gone through it, strengthen your brother. So I pray that my testimony, even the fact that I'm here, is a miracle. Mm-hmm. to battle pneumonia and a blood clot in your lung, and I'm still here.
Right.
Why? Because of the prayers of the saints, the faith that we stayed in. God honors that. He honors our faith in him. Even when we have to go through it, like the three Hebrew boys, they still had to go through
right.
the fire. But they had faith.
Right. Mm-hmm. That it's O King.
O King.
Yeah, our God, he will deliver us. He's well able.
He's well able to deliver
but
us.
But if not. We still will not bow.
We won't bow. So their faith in him, in God delivering them, God heard that and they honored that. Mm-hmm. Because they stayed in faith. You in a fire and you still believe that God is going to deliver you. That is faith.
Right.
That's faith in him. And faith is not always easy to exercise.
Right.
Because if it was, everyone would be doing it. But it's not easy to stay in faith sometimes because it doesn't look like things are changing. Right?
Right.
They turned the fire up seven times.
Now.
So it didn't look like, you know.
How hot does fire have to be to kill somebody?
It don't have to be turned up seven times. Fire is fire.
Right.
So, but they stayed in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And God honored that. And I had a lot of people interceding for me because I was in such a place where I was so sick that I just, only thing I could say is that I shall live and not die. That's all I could say because I was hospitalized 3 times. And it was scary for a minute. It was scary. But we continued to stay in faith. I heard one preacher say, Bishop Ellis used to always say.
Oh, yeah.
He used to always say that things that people have died from.
God keeps us living.
God keeps us living.
Right.
God kept me living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was because of prayers and the faith that we have in him. And I think about the word, the Psalms 91 that I quoted. I was sowing seeds of faith for this situation or time.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's read some of Psalms 91. Now, I actually have to pull it up. I'm not as sharp as my wife. My wife, she rattles it off from beginning to end without that. She reminds me of the Walking Bible, Dr. Johnny James, when it comes to Psalms 91. Now, he could just quote, he would just take a scripture, turn to such and such, and just read it. And you go to the Bible just looking for him to slip up on one word. He would never slip. Because he just knew that word. That's her with Psalms 91. I'm not there yet. God's still working on me. But anyway, so Psalms 91 is. And so this is what for now we both grew up. Our families both grew up on this psalm. We grew up on it. But then when we got married, then we would, you know, quote it a lot. But then especially during this season of plague and pestilence, she was walking through this house saying this every day. Now, I want to read this. I'm going to read it, then we're going to go back and just kind of touch on some of this. Because you heard her say that she just felt like there was a period where this wasn't supposed to come near her. Now, watch this. So Psalms 91, and I'm reading from, I think this is the KJV. All right. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Let me finish reading. We're going to keep reading. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up with thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, again, this is what we grew up as a matter of fact, I had I have a cousin in Detroit, and I remember when our mothers were on the phone talking, and they were talking about one of my cousins and how she copied the psalm at this psalm and put it in the soles of her shoes. And when she would just go out the streets of Detroit and just do what she was doing, whatever, she had that kind of faith. Now, whether you believe it take all of that or not, she had the faith as a teenager that the Lord was going to keep her in all her ways, and she was walking on the word, literally walking on the word.
Literally.
Walking on the word. And so I would hear my mother, I heard them talking, and I said, man, that's crazy. It's too radical. I wasn't saved then. I didn't get saved until years later. So, but I'm like, okay, well, if it worked for her, if it worked, amen. It's not for me to say. It's too much for me. But in this psalm, you see where one would think that because of the faith that we have in the Lord, that nothing is supposed to happen. What verse was that? Verse 10, it said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But if I go back to verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You think, hey, that's it right there. That's the contract. Nothing's going to happen to me. But Jesus didn't pray that prayer. Sure, that is the psalm. But Jesus didn't pray that prayer. Jesus said, and when he was talking to his disciple, one of his hand selected picks, he said, Simon, Satan desired to have you, to sift you as wheat. He didn't pray, but I bind that devil. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You're going to be fine. It's going to be cake and ice cream. He didn't say that. He said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, so in other words, when you come through this thing, now strengthen your brother. And so what we have to learn, that even in these times, now we know and we pray, and we have been, and we still do pray for families that lost ones during this. I mean, this is no one is just, flaunting their feathers like, hey, well, it didn't happen here. No, this is serious.
Right.
This is serious. This is nothing to laugh at and scoff at. And so we continue to pray for those who have lost ones, those who are still going through. You know, we pray. But I say all the time, we used to say, so when this first came up and we saw Maya would say, when this first happened and we saw a whole slew of pastors who had passed, and, I think I said it on one of these episodes way back there. But we're talking about and how you would be so upset. It's not supposed to happen to the church. It's not supposed to happen to the saints. And why is this happening? And I said, Maya, listen, I don't know what anybody is going through. I don't know what their confession is. Confession. I don't know what their confession is, but we have been confessing every day. Mm-hmm. You remember what you said? You said, I'm not getting sick and I'm not going broke. Yeah. That's what we would say every day. I had some long confession that I started out with until I heard, what's the bishop down there in, is he Tennessee or the singer? William Murphy. William Murphy. He had one of his devotionals one day. I was on the broadcast one day. And he said these simple words, I'm not getting sick and I'm not going broke. And I said, that's exactly what I've been saying. But I had this long, drawn out thing. Mm-hmm. I said, cut it. This is going to make it simple. Mm-hmm. We're not getting sick and we're not going broke. And during this period of COVID, like I said, it was a wonderful stretch. Those 2 years where it didn't befall our household. Even when our children would go out and hang out with friends and stuff like that, and then they would come home, hey, such and such is sick, and such and such, now I got to go out and get tests. What would you say? What would you do? You remember?
But you
would literally say, don't worry about it, you ain't sick.
Oh, you fine.
Yeah, you fine. How you know?
You fine.
See, now you blowing it. She said, she would say, You say, how you know? Because I said so.
Oh, because I said so. Yeah, I will say that.
She was just so dogmatic with this thing. And so dogmatic. But then this year, when it actually happens, you know, so it's like, okay, well, how do we handle that? How do we handle it? So, you know what? What we did, we just start calling. I did because obviously, you know, she couldn't call nobody. She was in the hospital. But I was calling, you know, calling folk, and I said, look, just pray. This is what's going on. And here's the thing. And everybody treats situations that happen in their household differently. We verbatimly said, look, we're going to put it out there. She's sick. This is COVID, pneumonia. She's sick. This is what to pray for. Sometimes you have folks say, just pray. Well, what am I praying for? Yeah. You know, what am I praying about? You know, and sometimes we don't want to say anything because we think people are trying to be nosy. Some people actually want to know, what are they praying about?
What are they bombarding heaven for?
Right. What am I targeting?
What is the petition that they're going before God for? You know, and it isn't that person's being nosy or anything, but they need to know what petition they're going before the Lord for. And I had a lot of people, especially my pastors, they need to know when they go before God specifically what they're bombarding heaven for. And I know some people say, well, just pray. God knows. But we have to, you know, confess things in order, you know, not to say that God won't move.
Right.
Because he will. He'll hear the prayer and just pray for the sick and, you know, whatever they're going through. A lot of people say, Lord, you know the need and you know what it is. But a lot of times if we say, Lord, we bind the spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We bind, you know, whatever the person's going through.
You know what you're targeting.
You know what you're targeting in the name of Jesus. And Les, like I said, I thank God for people that prayed for me. There were so many churches. My father's church, Southeast Seventh-day Adventist Church, PCC was praying. Church of the North Coast was praying. I had churches in Maryland praying.
Zion was praying.
I thank God for the prayers. I really do, because I know God kept me, because he gave me that scripture and that word. So I'm hoping and praying that my testimony will strengthen someone else that may be going through sickness or disease. So,
and you know, this part, and we talked about this before, but there was a moment. Well, there was one thing. I'll say this first. There was one thing that, like you mentioned, Church of North Coast and Pastor Troy. He would text me sometimes, and he would say, "What's the word of the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying today?" So, in other words, he was trying to find out. He was trying to find out, because remember earlier you said we got to start in faith, stay in faith, and you got to finish in faith. He was trying to see where my faith was at. He was testing me to say, during this situation, are you still in faith? In fact, one of our brothers, a good friend down in the Dayton area, he literally called me up and he said, Hey Doc, I just want to hear your voice. I knew what he was saying. He said, are you still holding on? Are you still in faith? Are you still holding on? Or are you, you know, now's not the time to be crying and weeping and snotting and fall. I know that people handle things differently, but when you're looking for God to, there is a verse of scripture, and I cannot think of it now, where it's in Psalms, where the psalmist says, and it's the Lord crying, he says, send help from the sanctuary. And I remember Bishop Wagner years ago preached on that subject matter. Send help from the sanctuary, Bishop Wagner from Youngstown, Ohio. And he was saying, okay, sure, God is almighty, and he is, you know, all powerful, and all his presence is everywhere. And sometimes we say, God don't need us. He don't. I would argue, and I would use that verse as the argument. There was a reason why God took off his deity and came in a prepared body. We find in verse in Hebrews, he came in a prepared body through Jesus Christ, because he was trying to show us how to operate in this world. Mm-hmm. Because he gave us dominion. Mm-hmm. Let them have dominion. And so sometimes God can't do what he wants to do in the earth because he needs help from the sanctuary to do the things that he wants to do in the earth. Absolutely. And right. So listen, we don't want to belabor you, but I wanted you to actually see what your prayers did. Is there anything you want to say before? I don't want to just, prematurely shut everything down. I want you, talk. This is your one shot.
This is my one shot. Yeah. So if I don't do good, I don't come back.
No, you're going to come back.
If I mess up, look, I don't.
No, you're going to come back.
I don't come back. No, it's just that staying in faith is not easy. Like I said before, if it was easy, everyone would stay in faith all the time. It's not easy. We walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we may not see the Lord working behind the scenes, but we just have to know, like the three Hebrew boys knew, that God was going to deliver them. While they were in the fiery furnace, they knew, they stayed in faith. And I'm convinced that once you stay in faith, that God honors your faith. When you believe in him and his word, mm-hmm. then he, first of all, once you quote and confess his word, then his word is on the line.
Yeah.
And that would make him a liar, which he is not.
Right. He cannot lie.
He cannot lie. Mm-hmm. So once you confess, his word won't
return to him void.
His word will not return to him void.
Mm-hmm. That's
God
it.
Is not a man that he should lie, mm-hmm. nor the son of man that he should repent. So when you quote his word is on the line. So what you think he gonna do? He's going to what? Look after
His word.
He
comes to see about his word.
Mm-hmm. But we have to confess it. That's what he was just saying, that we have to confess his word. And that's what I was doing with Psalms 91. And I know you're like, well, you still got sick. But he still delivered me.
Right. And see, here's the other part. We talked about how we allow condemnation sometimes to slip in. Well, according to you, you was never supposed to get sick. But then what happens when you do get sick? Watch this. He said, now, I'm just gonna float through this Psalms 91 here. Verse 15, he said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, another word for salvation is deliverance. Right. And you don't need deliverance if you're not in trouble.
Right.
You don't. Right. What I'm delivering you for, if everything is together.
Right. You don't need me.
Right. You know. Physician, heal thy own self. Yeah. If you're not in trouble, mm-hmm. then you don't need a deliverer.
You don't need deliverance, right?
So sometimes, like I said, we said it earlier. We like to be on the side where trouble never befalls us.
But we don't have to go through the fire.
Right? We don't have to go through. And this is another subject. I shouldn't do this. But that's what the pre-trib rapture is about.
Another show.
It's another show. See that she about to pull my ear, but I just want to slip that in.
This is Thanksgiving.
All right. So, but again, we don't want to go through trouble. And we use that, you know, we're not going to go through, you know, the Lord's wrath. And the trouble that's happening, that's not the Lord's wrath. But like my dear young lady said, that's another show. We'll get back to that another time. But again, but when trouble does come, we have to stay in faith. And I'll close this thought. I'll close with this thought. Unless, and if Maya has something else, we'll let her close it out. Okay, so, but we had this conversation where we talked before. I said there was, now because I wouldn't say anything in the thick of it, you know, in the thick of it, because we were believing God. But there was a point where, and I didn't know, I couldn't tell whether it was God or whether it was Satan dealing with me, but I would have dreams and I would have visions where you had passed and I was preaching your homegoing service. I was preaching the service. And again, I don't know who to put that on. I don't know if it's God saying, okay, look, son, this is a verily, verily moment. You know, this is where we are. Or if it was Satan trying to get me to say something. Remember, mm-hmm. Job learned that the trouble that he went through is because of, he said, the thing that I greatly feared came upon me. He was speaking the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm almost leaning more toward the side of Satan trying to get me to say something that I didn't need to say, mm-hmm. what I didn't want to say. And so when I would have those dreams, I would wake up, you know, binding the devil. I plead the blood of Jesus. And there was a point, moments when you were at home, I would get dressed for work. I wouldn't say nothing. I'd be quiet. I get out to the car and then just start praying all the way to work, because that is not going to happen. That's not coming to pass. You're going to come. You coming back this way. You're going to take up your bed and walk. And so that's a lesson for us. Yeah. And you did. And thank God. Thank God. You still here to boss me around.
That's right.
And tell me what to do. But that's a lesson. That's a lesson to be careful about the things that you speak. Because you don't know what spirit is driving that thought. Be careful about the things that you speak in this period, in this matter.
Confess.
Yeah, it make sure your confession is right.
You want to make sure if you're going to confess, you confess the word of God. Because that's what he acts on, is the word of God. And we confess healing. We confess deliverance. Just like the prayers that went forth for me, they were confessing healing. And again, I thank God for his miracle, because I think I'm a miracle.
Amen.
And I thank him for that. So, but just like, you know, my husband was saying in Job, he said, the thing that I feared the most came upon me. And that's what you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, you want to make sure that we're saying the right things and that we stay in this perfect will, so then that we can have what we say. So if you're going to have what you say, then you got to be careful what it is you say. Amen. And so, again, during this Thanksgiving season, we are giving thanks not only for family, but we're also giving thanks to the Lord for life itself. And so we want to thank you all for your prayers, and we wanted you to see what your prayers and what our faith did, what it accomplished.
Amen.
So with that, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out, and I'm going to have the boss read our closing line.
on to Him, which can keep you failing and falling. Remember, we are not sinless, but we sin because of the One who became sin for us. Till next time, stay true, stay strong.
This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. We thank you again for tuning in. And for those of you who didn't catch the live, you can watch the replay. And as soon as we get a chance, we will load it up on your podcast platforms. If you see the QR code, you can hit that. You can scan on the QR code and catch all the avenues, all the links of where we are. Again, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. My wife, Maya Kelly, behind the scenes telling me what to do. And we thank God for all of you. And we'll see you again next week. God bless you.